and we're here at the tomb of Sister Claire. If you have not watched the documentary on her life, I'll just share a little bit about her. She was a nun, a sister in the community of the Sister Servants, Home of the Mother, a community I think was started in Spain. She was there just for a short amount of time. She died at the age of 33, which just that itself is a sign. She herself prophesied that she would die very young. She died at the age of Jesus, and very few people have that privilege. And she served in many different places in the United States, in Spain, and eventually in Ecuador. And there, as you know, right now we're nearing the Feast of Our Lady of Good Success, and she was there in Ecuador serving when she died in an earthquake. She was extremely selfless, an extremely talented young woman. She was gifted in speaking different languages. She could speak Spanish beautifully. I heard it, and I thought it was amazing to hear her speak like that. She was a gifted actress, and she wanted to be famous and a nun, so she did both. And now throughout the world, she's becoming known. Her cause for canonization was opened just a few weeks ago. And she came from this beautiful city of Derry that's historically been divided in terms of faith between Protestants and Catholics. And so she's, I think, a sign of hope for the people here and a beautiful fruit of it. Tomorrow or on Sunday, we'll be at her parish church where was her funeral, as well as where she attended when she was here. And everything that she did it completely. She gave herself completely. Her sort of motto was all or nothing. And everything she did, she gave herself completely to it, to where even the sisters that were there saw her as an example. And if you can imagine, the sisters that were there were already very holy. And if they thought she was an example, that means she was even, maybe you can say, holy beyond them. She had a great impact on her community. They all loved her. And I wish to learn a lot more about her. I pray for all those that gave me your intentions. We prayed for you by name here. She's buried right next to her parents. And thank you for the privilege for letting me share about her. Please learn more about her. You can go to sisterclaire.com or watch the documentary All or Nothing. It's really an impressive and beautiful life. Also, tomorrow I'll be live streaming the Eucharistic procession, so we're asking for her prayers. There's many feast days happening. Tomorrow's the Feast of St. Bridget, as you know, and then Candlemas with the Feast of the Presentation on Sunday. There's a lot of things coinciding. So many graces are being poured out, including through her intercession. I've been asking for her intercession a lot on this trip, and supposed to rain tomorrow, and now it's only going to be windy, which it's very cold here, so that's a huge blessing.